The Capris. How do I feel about There's a Moon Out Tonight by the Capris? I thought you'd never ask. Marcia Kuman lived across Cherry Lane, getting tall, taller than me in fifth grade, and smiling behind her glasses, she knew something. The summer nights in Raleigh were thick with something bright in the dark. You could ride bikes under the moon and in and out of lampshine at the corner of Wade and Dogwood, not caring about touching a girl, or later, not caring much still, but happy to be a boy who could someday have a girl, and conscious of a shivering beauty caught in the word, girl. There's a girl at my side that I adore. The Capris knew something altogether, and it called for this new verb, to adore. Something out there ahead of my bicycle in the dark. I cared a lot about Paladin on Have Gun Will Travel, but did I adore him? Scotty Kuman, years older, got sort of pale and brittle when he went to visit a certain girl in his class. He seemed to have trouble breathing. There's a glow in my heart I never felt before. Not exactly in my heart yet, but it was what would be there if I rode just maybe deeper down Dogwood Lane in the busy dark. Across Dogwood lived Ann Daly, who had freckles and an awesome kind of largeness. Not fat, but big, and this made my eyes feel hot and burny. She moved slowly, doing chores in her yard. Her long, tanning thighs seemed sarcastic, as if she knew soon her freckled beauty must positively carry her somehow out, out and away. And Shelby Wilson one night kissed her on the lips. I saw it happen. On the sofa, in the basement. Her folks weren't home. Right on the lips. Amazing lips are in your future, boy. That's what the Capris were telling me. The North Carolina moon is natural, and it can find you anywhere. You have to let the moon paint you and your bike and the picture of Elvis in your pocket, and it shines down on Marcia's hair and on the thought of the green eyes of Ann Daly. Ride and wait, wait and watch. You laugh, you shiver in the summer cool dark. You speak of the Yankees and the Pirates, but cut a side glance at Marcia's tall shape. But when she says anything serious, exasperate her, yelling Little Richard's wop-bop-a-loop-bop. But this dodging, dodging, will end, somewhere, the Capris being on Marcia's side. Baby, I never felt this way before. I guess it's because there's a moon out tonight. And once that shining starts, no amount of irony will ever quite ride the Capris out of town. I picture a deep pool with yellow flowers drifting on the surface. The song pours up out of that pool.
I guess it's because